Talk Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. And you can reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You will have to send a request in order to connect with the show. You'll have to send a contact request, but we'll accept it, and then you'll be on our list, and it'll be easy for you to call us in the future. Again, Skype username, lrn.fm. With me in the studio tonight, hello, Allie.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, great to have you, as always. I just got back from the fair. I've been doing outreach pretty much most of the week. Started on Wednesday, and have a booth set up at the county fair here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And it's my second year doing fair outreach in New Hampshire, which I wanted to do it when I first moved up here, but I just couldn't really afford to get the booth. Mm-hmm. You know, the $300, it didn't really have it when I first moved up, and I kind of spaced on it for a couple of years, and I thought, oh, you know, I should do the fair now that I've got the time and I've been able to do it. And it's just a lot of fun. We had 12 people signed the Shire Society Declaration, which is a personal
That's
declaration
awesome.
Of independence. That's on day one. On Wednesday, we had 12. Yesterday, we had 26. And just before the show started, we were up to 40 today. So
wow. So do you off the top of your head how many signers the Shire Society Declaration has in total?
There's no way to know because you can go online at shiresociety.com. You can see the declaration there. It's a personal declaration of your independence. And you can sign it online. You can sign like a Facebook signature on there. Or you could print it out. And so obviously we don't know how many people have printed it out and, you know, signed it and kept it for themselves.
Right.
I'm counting at this fair. I didn't count at the last fair. And, you know, who knows how many people told somebody about it and they went and they looked at it and they thought, I agree with that. But they didn't feel like they wanted to put their digital signature on it. So
yeah.
It's impossible to calculate that. But it's exciting that, you know, people are willing to stop and consider the ideas that are proposed.
That's the hardest part is getting them to consider it.
It is. It's a tricky thing to do to run an outreach booth.
So what do you do you have any, because I'm sure that there are people listening who have ideas that they want to, you know, maybe they want to have their own booth at their own fair. And
sure.
This is like the time for that. So what would you suggest as far as trying to get people to come over and be interested in what you have to say?
It just depends on what you're offering. So I used to do the world's smallest political quiz, which is kind of a different pitch than what I'm pitching here. And actually, there's a guy who sells windows for houses that was a few down, and he was kind of listening, and he came by, and he gave me a suggestion as to a different opener. So I was saying to folks as they were coming by, I was inviting them, you know, would you like to declare your personal independence today? And he suggested asking another question first, like, do you like freedom? Just like kind of a general opener.
Yeah.
And the more, of course, it's an old sales adage that the more you can get someone saying yes, the more likely they're going to say yes to the sale, right? So, like,
right.
Do you like freedom? Yes. Well, how'd you like to declare your independence? And by that time, they're stopped. They're looking at you. They're looking at the declaration. And it's an interesting, you know, study in psychology and how people work, or sociology, and, you know, why people behave in certain ways, like a group of people just walking by ignoring you versus who responds. And sometimes people will respond who you might not think will respond. And so, you know, you don't want to discriminate against people. You don't want to prejudge.
Yeah,
somebody.
You never know who's going to be interested and who's not going to be. You might see someone and think, oh, yeah, that's definitely a candidate for this sort of thing, and they don't have anything to say.
Yeah, you might be completely wrong about that. So you got to try it out, and at least I think I've grown as a person from having doing this.
Because you're naturally an introvert.
I feel like I am. I mean, at least that's, you know, I took a test. You know, I took one of those Myers-Briggs tests when I was a kid and scored an introvert. That doesn't mean that it would have always been that way, I guess. But it was important for me. It helped me develop the skills to be able to essentially be a carnival barker.
Well, I did the same outreach you're talking about last year for a day. And
oh, that's right, yeah.
I was just, it was hard for me, like, because I'm the kind of person that gets uncomfortable when people try to solicit me for something like that.
Yeah.
So for
you
me,
you can envision yourself
was,
in their role.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think that they're going to stop. And when people did stop, it was very surprising and exciting.
Yeah, and you always end up having interesting conversations with people. And, of course, in a place like Keene, you know, you end up meeting people that you're going to see again. I mean, these are, it's a small place that we live. It's a place of 25,000 people. And a lot of people come from surrounding areas. So, you know, people from Connecticut or New York or whatever are coming to the fair. But still, there's a lot of locals that, that come through. And, you know, it's interesting hearing people's stories and, you know, what they think about this, the state and freedom and all that. And sometimes you meet some interesting people that work for the government. Like, there's a former police officer who I met last year. It's our second year doing fair outreach, as I said, here in Cheshire County. I met a law enforcement officer who's, you know, kind of an older guy, maybe retired. I think he was working as court security in Manchester, and that's kind of how he recognized me. And so we started talking, and, you know, he's like one of these old school peace officer kind of guys. Like, he's disturbed by the amount of badge heavy types there are,
right.
The younger, tough guys that are coming in, and, like, they got all their power. And he was, you know, expressing to me concern about that and talking to me about, you know, community policing and how he doesn't care about ticketing people.
He's just a security officer at the court. He's not like a bailiff, because bailiffs can be pretty, I mean.
He was a bailiff's are security officers. In New Hampshire, this is kind of the same job. They're kind of rolled into one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't know if he's still doing that. He may be retired at this point. But he was talking about how, you know, he doesn't care about ticketing people for speeding and things like that, that all he's concerned with is, you know, real crimes, and that he makes connections with people in the community and like, you know, real kind of community policing as opposed to the law enforcement officer mentality. And we even talked about that, like the difference between a peace officer and a law enforcement officer, and the dude totally gets it. So it's really interesting, you know, the people that you come across.
This is kind of unrelated, but I think it's related to what you're saying, is I got pulled over for the first time since I've been in New Hampshire.
When?
This weekend. Two nights ago.
The first time. Okay, so you've been here, what, a year and a half, 2 years almost?
I've been here 2 years.
2 years.
And when I lived in Alabama, I would get pulled over all the time. So it's pretty impressive that I haven't been messed with. And I always just thought it was because I have out-of-state plates, and they just, like the traffic. Like, a lot of people get pulled over to in states, like, to see if you have insurance, to see if you have everything up to date, like inspection and everything. And since I don't have my car registered here, then they can't really enforce that on me. It's not,
that's right,
it's
yeah.
not the kind of state
inspection.
Where they can. Some states they can.
If there was an inspection in Alabama, they couldn't enforce that in
right.
New Hampshire.
Right. There's not an inspection in Alabama. But so they pulled me over for my headlight being out, and the officer was, like, pretty polite. I didn't get a super authoritarian
really?
Vibe from him.
Okay.
No, not really. I guess
he was a younger guy or older guy?
I think he would probably be like mid-30s.
Okay.
And he was polite, and I guess he was a sheriff. But
how did that contrast to your experience in Alabama?
Oh, in Alabama, it's just you're getting pulled over, and you have to basically kiss their butts. If you
was it scarier in Alabama?
Yes, very scary. And maybe it's because I was younger, too, so they kind of maybe treated me a little different.
Maybe.
But no, I think it's really just
You're still pretty young.
Where I'm from. I mean, last time we did the story about how there's quotas in Auburn, and so I think that they're trying to like escalate the situation and give you a charge or a ticket in Auburn, and he just gave me a warning. And sometimes there's warnings with citations, but this wasn't like anything. It was just a verbal warning.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I look at the police logs every week here in Keene. We do victimless crime outreach every week, where we'll send letters and cop lock information and info about your rights and not taking a plea deal to everybody that's arrested for nonsense, like, you know, driving without government permit, or alcohol possession, underage, you know, stuff like
right.
that, marijuana. So I look at all the police logs, and there's a lot of warnings given out around here. And generally, my experience with the police in New Hampshire has been that they're not as scary as the ones down south where I come from in Florida. They're crawling everywhere in Florida. And here, it's just not necessarily the case. You can drive all the way to Concord from here in Keene and not see one single state trooper on the road. Sometimes you'll see them, but
right.
sometimes you won't see
well,
them
the
at
other,
all.
The other part of my story, which I find, like, I don't know, I got kind of, like, teared up and emotional about it just because it made me feel so good when I got pulled over. As soon as I saw the lights, I called a friend and said, I'm getting pulled over.
Nice.
I hear her say to someone, hey, I was getting pulled over. And then within, it was like a minute. People were showing up. Pete from Cop Block,
yep.
JP, they came and they had their cameras. I didn't even see them. I don't know where they came from, but they were there filming. And
that's awesome.
It was
that
not
a cool feeling?
Yes,
what was that like
it made
for
me feel so. Well, it was emotional for me because it's just. It feels good that people care enough to actually come to your rescue when
right
you're in
there,
a situation.
In the moment, too. Yep. 8, then that wouldn't have happened in Alabama. It certainly wouldn't have happened in Sarasota, where I'm from. 855, 450 free. It can only really happen in a place where you've got a great Liberty community. And of course, the Free State Project is that. We'll talk more about that coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. and you can enjoy the features that we share with you there. Again, they're completely free. We've got archives that go back to 2006. They're free, freetalklive.com. You see each archive page has a SoundCloud player in it, which makes it easy to play back your favorite episodes, download them, send them to your friends, share on Facebook, etc. All of it is there, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, the Free State Project, I mentioned them a moment ago, we're going to get right to your phone calls. The Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. I mean, I feel that that's not just an opinion. I think that that's backed by evidence now that we've got over 1,100 people who are here in New Hampshire. Allie, you and I are two of those.
That's right.
1,100 who have moved early for the Free State Project. The idea is to gather 20,000 liberty-loving people from around the world to come to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. And it's happening. There are people here already. We're not waiting until 20,000. Some are waiting. There's like a goal of 20,000, and then once 20,000 is reached, there's a five-year window where everyone has to move. But bringing people who love liberty together has an amazing effect. As you found out recently, Allie, as you were telling us in the last segment, you were pulled over for the first time ever. You made one phone call, and within, you said, a minute.
Yep, bam. Liberty
activists were on the scene with video cameras, and they were, you know, holding the police accountable.
You know how the police responded? It was just like, they're used to it.
They didn't get,
some people might think, well, I wouldn't want to do that where I'm from because the police might get in my face or friend's face and they'd be confused and what is this? But they obviously knew what was going on and they acted totally cool-headed about it because they know that if they were to be belligerent because they're being filmed.
Star.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's just one example. I mean, that is one personal example that you have. And, of course, it's a great community as well. There's lots of great socializing and other activism that goes on here regularly. And I mentioned I'm doing fair outreach this week, and a number of folks are helping with that, which, of course, is great. So if you really want to see freedom in your lifetime, you've got to get together with the other people who care as much as you do, care enough to pick up their lives and move across the country, in some cases the world. There's one guy here from Russia. Mm-hmm. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more. In fact, there's news about the Free State Project today in regards to the Bearcat. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that. But first, let's go to Anonymous, calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hello. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. So I was going to touch on a little subject that's kind of hard to talk about for some people. And
okay.
That subject was kind of different forms of government, specifically anarchy, and how it actually could work.
Well, anarchy isn't really a form of government, is it? I mean, that's the absence of...
I've heard people describe it. Like, I've heard Mark Edge, for example, and he doesn't like anarchy, at least the term, but I've heard him describe government in a sense that I can get behind, and I do call myself an anarchist, and I feel like he and I would both be happy in his ideal world.
So, Anonymous, what did
right,
you want to
so,
share?
First, I think we should discuss what exactly a government is. So,
okay,
so
sure.
I've heard a good description that it was by a college professor, actually, that described government as the legitimized monopoly of power. And that obviously can be good and bad in either, you know, way.
I don't think monopolies are good. I'm just going to go on record and say I don't believe that monopolies are a good thing ever.
Well, sustaining monopolies, like if you're a monopoly for a day and, you know, I don't count that. Like if it just by some chance you were able to corner the market. But monopolies don't last unless they're somehow able to use coercion in order to, like,
right,
keep out competition.
Which is why they are a monopoly on the use of force. So, yeah.
Right. And like I said, it can be good and it can be bad. Of course, they protect us from, you know, certain things. And they also do, you know, coerce us from things. So
what have you been protected by? Or from, rather. From what have you been protected?
I had an example ready, but I can't remember it.
I can tell you that I have had a situation where the police have helped me out. There was an off-duty officer who gave me a jump once when I was younger, and there was a situation on the streets of Keene where I saw the police step in and they did the right thing and they broke up what could have been a fight, and that was good. So sometimes they do protect, but
But the profession as a whole, like what they do most of the time, not just like here and there, these situations where you can think of where a police officer has been helpful, but the profession just in general, is it protecting us? I would have to say no. I can't really think of any way in which it's protecting
us. Well, no, not if in order to protect you that they must violate your rights in the first place. So everyone, by virtue of the fact that they're here and paying taxes, is already being they're already under the threat of violence by these folks. So if they happen to protect you from someone else afterwards, then, okay, that's nice, but I don't want to be threatened in the first place.
Yeah, that was a big subject I wanted to talk about, is taxes and just your inability to get away from this kind of violation.
Well, so, I don't. When you say it's an inability to get away from it, what do you mean?
Like, you try to live a peaceful life, and, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to pay taxes. So you work an under-the-table job, and boom, the IRS comes after you. And
how would they find out you're working an under-the-table job?
Well, you have this money, and they notice you're not paying any taxes.
How would they necessarily notice that?
Well, I'm not sure unless you make a big deal about it, like you buy a bunch of stuff. But
yeah, I mean, if you send a letter to the IRS and say, you know, tell them you're not paying taxes, then that could be a problem. But otherwise, they don't know if you're out there mowing lawns
for a
living. Or if
you're like Al Capone.
Or, yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah, if you're getting a bunch of money for what you're doing, then obviously there's some issues with filtering that into a system, and that's what, you know, laundering money is all about. But, you know, working a small job and spending money on bills and living, no IRS agent's going to, in my opinion, come across that. That's just too small fry for them.
Yeah, and it's also really hard to, you know, have an under-the-table job and, you know, actually have enough to support yourself, which kind of sucks.
Well, do you think that the government, when as time progresses and the economy gets worse and the government has even harder time getting revenue from tax dollars from people, that they will be coming after these people, the IRS will be coming after people that otherwise just wouldn't come across their radar because they're desperate?
I don't know. I mean, they could. It just depends. Obviously, they don't really calculate how much money they spend on these things, because they'd be spending a bunch of money on agents and investigating all these people. And ultimately, if you're out mowing lawns for a living or doing who knows what under-the-table job, you know, what are they going to get out of you? If they come after you for that, how are they going to know, first of all, how much you're making? What amount can they get out of you? You don't have really any savings. Let's say you're not keeping a bunch of money in the bank.
I might be kind of out of my element talking about historical stuff, but didn't a bunch of people have to ration, like, butter and different things like that during the war, during World War II?
They did. That's true. Stand by. We can continue the discussion. If you'd like to stay anonymous, hang on. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE, and you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, people still staying at home in Allie's generation. We'll talk about it.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, Do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. If you've got some bitcoins and you'd like to send them to Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Bitcoin address on that page and more details about bitcoins. Maybe you haven't taken the time yet to learn about them. You can easily do that through the links at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And when you are ready to get some bitcoins, you'll need a wallet in which to have them. The blockchain.info wallet is what I recommend. They've got one online, so through any desktop computer or laptop computer. You can also access it on your Android and iPhone thanks to their apps. And the app is so incredibly easy to use. It's also, blockchain is encrypted. Your wallet's encrypted, so the NSA, the FBI, even blockchain themselves do not have access to your money. So you can go and learn more and get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. We are going to go back to Anonymous in Goldbar here in just a moment. He had a couple more things I think he wanted to say, but I want to also bring Rich Paul on the line, who happened to call in from jail. Rich, good evening. You're on with Ian and Allie.
Good evening. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, it's great to have you on. For those that don't know, Rich is a sometime co-host of Free Talk Live, who is currently behind bars for the horrible, dastardly crime of selling a plant, flowers from a plant called cannabis. Cannabis flowers. You were selling flowers, and they put you in jail for a year for that, Rich. And we're grateful that it wasn't 80 or 100 years as it could have been, but it still sucks to have you on the inside of a cage, and that's no fun. So we're glad you're here. I know you were probably calling for a reason, and we can get to that, but I told Anonymous we were going to continue with his call and thoughts here. So we're going to keep you on the line, Rich, as we bring Anonymous on here. You're on back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with whatever else you wanted to share.
Hey there, guys. So,
Yeah, you hit a good point that I was going to say earlier. Bitcoins, that is really one of the biggest, pretty revolutionary ideas, is nationless currency. And I really like Bitcoins. I've been using Bitcoins for a few years now. And seriously, I buy everything online now, and it's wonderful.
That is wonderful. So, I bought something online recently, and I think it might have been Amazon, or I'm not sure, but they were like prompting me to use Bitcoins, like they preferred it. No, I remember what it was. It was, I was buying a domain, and they were like, do you want to pay with Bitcoins? Like, I felt like they would have preferred that.
Those dogs?
Anyway,
hey, Anonymous, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Take care of those dogs. 855-450-FREE. Or was that the jail? Rich, was that somebody howling in the background at the jail?
Yeah, there's a rambunctious card game going on back
there. Actually saw some of your guys from our block at the fair. They're out there working the garbage truck at the fair, kind of driving around and you know, collecting garbage. They said they were in there with you, and they mentioned you when they passed by.
Yeah, they told me you said hi. No, brightened my day.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just a shame you're not out there, because that seems like, as far as jail jobs go, that one seems pretty decent. You get out, see a lot of people, and you get to be outside for a little bit. So, Rich, it's good to have you on the line. It's been a little while since we've gotten an update from you. You've been, I'm sure, there reading books and getting letters from folks in jail. So what did you want to share tonight?
Let's see. Well, there's a couple things. The first is I wanted to let you all know that my appeal is now well underway.
Excellent.
Your appeal?
His appeal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a motion in flight to grant bail pending appeal. And if that gets approved, there's probably going to be a whirlwind fundraiser to try and raise some amount of money, which I can't specify now.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, we're in the process of ordering transcripts, and that's going to cost another $2,000.
Transcripts of the trial. Yeah, this is a ridiculous vestige of this legal system that is so decrepit, it's so old, is that they don't just give you like an audio version of the trial or a video from the trial. They have some transcript company type out every single word from the trial.
Isn't there a
and
person
charge a ridiculous amount of money for it?
He sits there and writes down everything that's said. I don't know what they're called, but
yes.
You don't get those for free. They don't just give those to you?
They are there.
That's called a court reporter, but apparently the court reporter's impressions are not good enough.
Mm. So, yeah, somebody, some company, some legal, you know, legal land company that rakes in cash basically has a deal with the court. The court goes to them. If they need to pull a transcript, they then get the audio from the courthouse, and then they hire somebody to transcribe the entire trial. And
wow.
Rich's case, what was it, 2 full days, Rich?
Yeah, it was 2 full days of trial for which they're charging me $2,100 and some.
Do you need this for the appeal?
Yes, you have to have a transcript. So as you can see, appeals in the justice process are well within the reach of the average person. I mean, who doesn't have $2,000? They can just drop
on
a transcript.
What's frustrating is that I always hear people say, well, in your society in which people can all just be capitalists, it's going to be the wealthy ones that are at such great advantage. But I see this justice system, and it seems like you have to have money to try to be heard in the justice system.
There is a probably an indigency waiver that you might be able to get. Isn't that right, Rich?
Yeah, we've put in a motion for that. Normally, you can only get that waiver if you're using a public defender for your appeal,
Because of the fact that you have a private attorney and that you successfully fundraised in order to get that private attorney, they're going to say, well, since you can afford an attorney, you can afford another $2,000 for transcripts, right?
Exactly. So, said attorney has put in a motion that the cost of the transcripts be deferred until after the trial. And we will see whether that actually happens. That doesn't actually save the money, but what it would do is it would allow me to spend my fundraising time raising bail, and then at the end of the trial, when bail was refunded, use that to pay for the transcript.
Well, plus, if you were to have that case overturned, then wouldn't you be able to get the state to pay for the transcripts after the fact?
Nope, they won't.
No.
Even if I win, even if it's determined that they screwed up and that I never should have gone back to jail, or that I never should have gone to jail, I don't
That's
get
crazy.
Any compensation for the time that I'm in here. They do not pay for my lawyer, and they do not pay for the transcript.
They should pay you $50 a day. That's what they value a day in jail
well,
at.
Then you'd have to train. Well, I guess you'd have to, Rich, you'd have to turn around and sue them in civil court in order to get that, right? You'd have to sue for violation of your rights.
I would, and I'm told it is possible to sue for that if you actually win the initial trial. But if you, even if you appeal and win the appeal, you cannot sue for that sort of damages, or you will not win if you sue for that sort of damages. Now, if and when I win the appeal, I'm delighted to file suit and see if I can prove that person wrong.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm told by an attorney.
Maybe this is naive to think, but didn't you film the whole trial, Ian? Like, what if...
I did, yes.
What if, like, I was to transcribe the whole thing? You couldn't just...
Wouldn't that be nice if you could have someone volunteer to transcribe it? I don't believe that's possible, though.
It has to be through this company.
Sadly, you have to be a licensed transcription company.
Right, which means that you're tied in with the legal land system. Those transcription companies are probably owned by attorneys.
What a racket.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is from top to bottom. Rich, this is pretty exciting. You know what else is pretty exciting to me is that people can now visit you from their webcam and... I don't know if anyone... Has anyone done this yet, Rich?
No, I don't know if anybody's visited anybody from their webcam yet.
It is...
The new visitation system really has turned out to be more of a curse than a blessing. You can visit somebody over the Internet, but it costs $1 a minute to do it.
Yeah, it's expensive, but, I mean, if you think about it, and you know they're going to hit you hard. It's a jail, and they hit you hard on those sorts of things. But look on the bright side... Anybody anywhere can now visit Rich Paul. I mean, that's pretty cool.
That is.
And, yeah, it's a little pricey, but even if you were living in Manchester, if you're, like, your attorney's in Manchester, if you were to visit, I think it's free for attorneys, but, if you were to, like, spend an hour and a half to drive out and then an hour and a half to drive back at attorney's rates, you're already up to, $600 just for that one drive. More coming up here. Stand by, Rich. We're going to bring you back in moments. Maybe you've got a question for Rich Paul. He's with us. This is Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop... Reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there.
Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled MazurInstruments.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you bring up what you want, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please go shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon or Newegg through the links there. There's other companies there, too. When you enter, say, Amazon, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price.
But the prices are all the same.
Same prices, same great shipping deals, same selection, same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. So start your shopping, please, at shop.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
We're going to keep going here with your calls in a moment, but I just want to make sure we get Rich Paul back on and up to speed. You bring all of our listeners up to the latest. Rich Paul, of course, in jail, in prison for the dastardly crime of selling cannabis flowers, selling marijuana to consenting adults. And, of course, we all on this show believe that you should be out of that cage, Rich. And, obviously, I want to do what I can to help. So there's been fundraisers going on the outside, which have been successful, which has been pleasant to see. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund stepped up, and your parents also stepped up to help out. And everybody came together and made it possible for this appeal to happen. There's more fundraising that needs to go on. And I want to talk about one really special fundraiser that I think is perfect for you. And I'm sure you've already gotten the details on this. Is about the cop block badge?
No, I haven't heard about this.
No, really? You have? Okay, so here's what's happening. Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist, the creator of shinybadges.com, makes some of the most beautiful, I mean, jewelry quality badges.
They're very nice.
These are the kind of badges that, you know, you would see on a policeman. These are nice, high quality metallic badges. Anyway, he's got, it looks like a police badge. It looks like a policeman's badge. In fact, it was designed based on the Keene Police Department badge. And in the badge, it says, shiny badges don't grant extra rights. And at the bottom, there's a number. And there's a series of these, Rich. And they were introduced first at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And unfortunately, you were in jail, so you couldn't make it this year.
And this sounds like something that Rich Paul would come up with. Like, we should all wear badges.
Yeah.
So, actually, it reminds me of Yadra, who wore a badge to the 420 rally.
Yeah, and these are really awesome badges. And, you know, from a distance, it might look like a police badge, but when you get close enough, it's got this, you know, pro-freedom message on it, which is really cool. So they started selling these at Porkfest, and they sold out of the first 100 in no time. So each person has an individually numbered badge. Each badge is a different number. And so the plot was here, all right, we're going to save one badge for Rich Paul. There's going to be one special badge. And, of course, it's badge number 420. So it doesn't go to you, Rich. It's going to go to the highest bidder. And right now there's an auction going on for this at shinybadges.com. If you go to shinybadges.com and scroll all the way down the page, you'll see Rich's picture at the top of the page. But to get to the details about the auction, you scroll all the way down, and then people are placing their bids. The current bid is Derek J. with $420.
Wow.
This is the current high bid. It was made, I'm not sure when, within the last 24 hours for sure. And so it'll be interesting to see when this, or what amount this wraps up, because we've got about 2 weeks left. The bidding ends on August 15th. And so it'll be interesting to see what this badge goes for. It jumped up to 420 pretty quickly. There were several people that placed bids.
The only, like, counter bid that I can imagine that would be appropriate would be $4,200.
Ooh, are you going to up the game, Allie?
I think the next person you bid should at least keep the theme, don't you think?
So what do you think about that, Rich? That's pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, I think that's great, and please pass on my thanks to the people responsible. I have no idea that was happening, but that's a great fundraiser.
Isn't that the nice thing about this movement, is that you don't know everything that's happening, and there's all this wonderful activism that's transpiring, much of it without your knowledge, and you can feel secure in knowing that it's being done by principled, liberty-oriented people who've come together all to the same place, thanks to the Free State Project. And, of course, the designer of the badge, Dobby Barker, is a Free State Project participant. He has yet to make the move. But these people are self-organizers. They're wonderful. Nobody had to tell Dobby to do this. There's nobody in charge of him. He just decided on his own that this was going to be a fundraising project he wanted to do for you. And how wonderful.
That's the great thing about distributed systems.
Yep. Okay, so, Rich, there was one other thing I wanted to point out to folks we didn't get a chance to really explain. If you're at home, and maybe you've sent Rich a letter, and you can do that. If you haven't sent Rich mail to jail, you can do that right now. You don't even have to know what his address is. You can go to mailtojail.com, and you submit a letter to Rich through mailtojail.com. Jay, who's running Mail to Jail, will do the footwork. He'll print it out. He'll stuff it in an envelope. He'll address the envelope. He'll stamp it and send that thing out to the jail. So you don't have to do any of the real work that writing a letter entails. You just have to do the writing portion. And then it gets sent, and Rich gets more things to read in the mail, which is always fantastic. Rich, did you get, by the way, that big packet of free Keen posts that I sent you?
I did, and thanks a lot. I really felt like I was a lot more up to speed after I read that.
I literally took 2 months' worth of posts from freekeen.com, which is a lot of posts, by the way. And I copied and pasted all the text. It took me like a half an hour just to put this together. And that's something I like to do for activists that are in jail, is kind of keep them in the loop with what's going on, because obviously you don't get to surf the web. Maybe someday they'll bring that into the jail and you pay a buck a minute to surf the web or something ridiculous like that. But, so mail to jail.com made that possible for me. I just literally copied all that text. I dumped it in the paste bin or whatever on mail to jail, and they sent it out. Now, I did send a donation along, too, to help cover the costs of the postage and things.
So like that. Is it possible for someone to send a PDF or something? Does it have to be text?
That's a good question. I bet if you sent a PDF to mailtojail.com, they would print that sucker out and send that to Rich. I don't think that would be a problem at all.
Because I've heard people wanting to send crosswords and things like that.
You can totally do that, yeah. So mailtojail.com is how you can send mail to Rich for free. And then also, not for free, people can call and visit you via their own webcam, which I just think is pretty cool. Like, I get it. It's expensive. It's supposed to be $20 for 20 minutes. But if you're living anywhere distant from Keene, this is better than getting in the car and driving to see Rich. Because if you drive to see Rich, you're still not going to see Rich. He doesn't come to the same room as you. You're still looking at him through a video camera.
And you don't actually have to walk into the jail and show your ID this way.
No, you don't have to do any of that. Well, there is an ID thing that you have to do set up the account in the first place. So there's a couple hoops to jump through to get set up. But once you get set up, you should be able to connect with Rich Paul 7 days a week. And you can do that by going to the link I've posted on our our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. It's called SecurusTech.net/video visitation. That's Securus. It's a jail communications company. SecurusTech.net/video visitation. And then from there, it's a cinch to look up Rich Paul. I mean, really, for me, I think it's an improvement. I get where you're coming from, Rich. I understand there's some critiques that you have, and I think they're valid, that it's making it more difficult for someone to just walk in off the street and go and visit because you have to kind of schedule an appointment now.
Oh.
But on the other hand, that also helps because a lot of times you would go in, let's say, 6 o'clock at night. They had a visiting window from 6 to 9. So you show up at 5:50, but oh crap, there's already 5 single moms that are there. They're visiting their boyfriends who are in jail.
Want to jump in front of that?
You wouldn't be able to jump in front of it. They'd be waiting.
Oh, great.
So you would have to wait for an hour and a half before finally a room opens up and you get to go in and then finally see the person you want to see. But now, if you just go online a couple days in advance, you can schedule an exact time at which you'd like to visit somebody. And then literally you walk in off the streets. There's no waiting. And it's a lot easier for someone to actually affect the visit. And I think a lot of fewer people are going to be turned away because there's not going to be a line standing, waiting to get in there. So, Rich, that, for me, from that perspective, from the visitor's perspective, it's improved. From the people in the jail's perspective, I can see how there could be some frustrations, like they're not telling you that you have visitations anymore. You have to check your schedule every day just to make sure that there are visitations. And, of course, not everybody has a watch in jail.
Yeah, well, my understanding is that watches were no longer allowed.
That's a misunderstanding from what I'm told. They are allowed.
I'm told the same, so I'm hoping somebody might donate a digital watch with an alarm on it.
Yep.
That would be a huge help to me.
Yeah, if somebody is...
$5 or $6 watch.
Yeah, what if you have to, because some of these people in jail work, and didn't you say you have to get up at, 6 in the morning if you don't have an alarm?
Oh, they'll wake you up.
Oh, they will.
If it's your job to work for the jail, you're going to get up.
How do they do that? Do they rub your back slowly coax you into a conscious state of mind?
No, they either just pop your door open and yell at you or yell at you over the little speaker in your room.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Usually I would wake up as soon as the door would pop. As soon as the door would pop, I would wake up. I didn't want them to start yelling at me. I just wake up and get up.
Yeah. Normally, you get keyed to the sound of the door latch opening.
Rich Paul, people can write to you at mail.
Pun.
Rich, it's great to have you on the show as always. Thanks for calling tonight. Once I want to remind folks, write to Rich at mailtojail.com. You can visit him. Go to the link I put on our Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And I'm going to also put a link to shinybadges.com here in a moment that you can go and bid on the 420 Cop Block badge. It could be yours if you're the highest bidder. And, of course, all the proceeds go to help Rich Paul's appeal fund. More coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.